So let's start with a minute of silence to make the transition into our time together. Good afternoon and welcome, everyone. When I sent out the little announcement this week, I titled it Back to Basics, which is sort of a misleading term really around meditation. I mean, basics of what? There are so many different types of meditation, and virtually every wisdom tradition has its own form, or usually forms, of meditation. Christianity does, Buddhism does, Sufi tradition does, Hinduism does, yogic tradition does. There's so many different types of meditation. And we've been working primarily with what is loosely referred to as mindfulness meditation, which really draws on lots of different traditions. Welcome, Ray. Good to see you. And in mindfulness meditation, as it's generally talked about, we have, it's sort of a blend of focused meditation that's focused on the anchor, that returns to the anchor, usually the breath, but it can be the body where you're sitting and where your seat meets your chair or your cushion. It can be sound. And focused concentration on one side and open awareness on the other. And there's actually usually some orientation towards one or the other, or even a flow back and forth between both. That's what we'll be working with today in our meditation. But there are so many different types of meditation. And I was just curious today when I was thinking of putting this together and of just how different people talk about this. So I just Googled types of meditation, and two or three sites come up, 7 types of meditation. Some come out at 12 types of meditation, 17 types of meditation, 23 types of meditation. So I think that no one really could make a definitive count because there are so many different methods of meditation. I wasn't raised in a church-going home. I wasn't raised in the Christian tradition when on the rare Sunday we'd be in town with my great-grandmother and grandmother and great-aunt. They would take my brother and me to church while my folks slept in. But that wasn't a world in which I was conditioned or trained. I don't have a good basis in Christianity. And yet you know, we swim in this culture, we swim in a certain sea of Christian tradition. And in Christianity, there are different types of meditation. Often 3 main ones are talked about. One is contemplative prayer, where you take a prayer or a psalm and focus on that. Another is contemplative reading, where you would take some passage in the Bible and think about that. And another is sitting with God, where you just sit and invite the presence of God, which may be very close to what in mindfulness meditation we talk about, open awareness. But I wasn't, as I mentioned, I wasn't raised in the Christian tradition at all. And yet I went through a period of time where I was having a very difficult time with someone who was close to me. And I don't think I'm alone when I've been in a in real conflict with somebody very close, that you get all, you can get almost addicted to your thoughts. It's like, it's hard to not keep going back, almost like that wheel on the grocery cart that, you know, keeps veering you into the stack of canned goods. But I just couldn't stay away from it. I kept working it over and working it over. And I found myself to sort of try to break that habitual sense of being hooked, that addiction really to having this internal battle with this person. I found myself reciting the 23rd Psalm. You know, it wasn't something that a tradition I was raised in, and yet, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, thou art with me. And I found that very calming. And just every time I would catch myself engaged in this interior battle, I would just go back to that. I would say that to myself. And it just settled the interior systems. It broke that addiction. It allowed me to start to have some space and ultimately to have some pathway into resolution. So I just tell this story to suggest an openness to different types of meditation and to your own instinct of what can serve you, of what can open up the world for you, can settle you, can bring you peace and ultimately insight or wisdom. That it's nice to have a variety of tools in your toolbox. There are, and I'll put some resources, you know, I'll put some links for different sorts of things in the on our website. Thich Nhat Hanh and the Vietnamese tradition of Zen uses gathas, which are little prayers or little sayings that for different occasions. There's a gatha on washing your hand. There's a gatha on looking in the mirror. There's a gatha on getting in a car. There's a gatha on walking. And a very simple gatha that I find I use often walking to sort of keep myself really in a meditative state walking. Sometimes I'll use it just when I sit down. Is just five remembrances of breath. Breathing in, I know I am breathing in. Breathing out, I know I am breathing out. That can be shortened to in, out. Breathing in, I have a sense of calm. Breathing out, I have a sense of ease, calm, ease. I am here, I have no place to go. Here, no place to go. This moment, wonderful moment. So, and there are five of them that I'm losing one of them right now. But again, I'll post that. And it's just, again, something to come back to, particularly when the mind is quite restless. All of these are what the Buddhists call skillful means, ways toward releasing the hold of the egoistic self, of just opening up into something larger, into a world of peace and possibility. So today I want to work with the sort of the interchange between focused meditation on the breath or whatever anchor you want to work with, and then opening out into the larger field or what we might call open awareness.